Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
And it's to the ancient capital where the focus of our first election candidate this morning is, one of two constituencies where we're certain for a change next month. Long-serving commissioner in Castletown, Colin Leather, is to contest the single seat in next month's House of Keys general election. Good morning to you.
Good morning, James.
I suppose the obvious question after decades of sterling services to the town is why now?
Well, as you know, I've supported Tony Brown over the years, and he's now stepped down, and I believe I can offer myself to serve the town as MHK, and I believe my considerable experience at local authority level, some 30 years, will be valuable as a representative of the town, and I can put my political experience to good use in the Keys, Tynwald and the government.
I mean, you've had many years as a commissioner, five candidates in Castletown, one of them, a former colleague of yours on the board. He resigned in February and he described the role of local authorities as largely futile, so obviously you can't agree with that.
Definitely not. I've never resigned due to not always getting my own way. I do not think it is what people expect from their elected representatives, and it is important in politics, when representing people, that no matter how frustrated you get, and yes, at times we all do get frustrated, that you do not walk away from issues. People do not expect people they elect to represent them just to give up when things don't always go their way.
And that's what's happened in the past, is it, do you think, with certain people?
I would think so.
Castletown's a community you're heavily involved with in whatever form. You turned the town into Tinseltown last Christmas, former Secretary of the Chamber of Trade, play improvements, public first time buyer housing improvements. How, in your opinion, is Castletown faring right now?
Castletown's doing fine, but there's still a lot to be done around the town. We still need first time buyers housing, sadly. The Southern Area Plan does not help the town in this respect, so we may have to look beyond our boundaries to provide the houses that are needed. And if that means extending those boundaries to achieve it, so be it.
We could be looking at a possible, I know it's been mooted in the past, Maloo and the boundary with Castletown, that's for another day. How can you ensure the town's retail sector is safeguarded to, first and foremost, to secure local employment? Because obviously, not long ago, some of the staff at Callow's Yard, and there's no doubt about it, they were treated appallingly not long after it first opened.
Well, for a small town like Castletown to continue to have a successful retail service sector, it is important that we secure a sustainable size for such sectors, that is, safeguard the mass. This benefits the whole town and importantly provides local government employment, local business opportunities, and these sectors are important, as are the other local businesses. It is important that we continue to provide the right local environment for businesses to be attracted to Castletown, and it is always and has been an ongoing process.
I mean you've worked closely with Tony Brown. He's been in place for a long time. What do you think it takes to be a long-term MHK?
Obviously, political commitment, totally political commitment, vision, and importantly, the ability to work with all interested parties. It's important that you work with the people around you. That's government officers, your colleagues, the local authority. Work with everyone.
Is that the only way things can be achieved, do you think?
It's the best way to get things to be achieved. It certainly is.
What about young people? You say we need to invest in them, provide them with best education possible. We can only spend what we've got. So should we raise the bar and allow only the top students to go to university? Because some can go there with the basic qualifications, and then they receive significant funding for three or so years.
Well, as I understand it, the bar has been raised.
Should it be raised further?
Obviously, yes, it should, because we must give our young people the best opportunity we can, but we also must bear in mind what's going on across regarding university fees, but we must look after our own children, our own kids.
Just on the issue of local authorities, do they need radical reform? I mean, we always hear it, the timing's completely wrong. It's political football, really. So few powers, they become useless and toothless. You were a board member when they had more powers. I mean, what's the position in your view? Do they need to be reinvented?
Yes, without a doubt. Local authorities had far more power when I first joined the commissioners. And I said that in the speech that I made when the governor was sworn in at Castle Rushen. I said that we are over-governed. We've got to start looking at time for change again. I would go for the second version, which was 12 local authorities plus Douglas Corporation, because every person person has to identify with the local authority in which they live. If four would be too big, the authorities would be too big, the area would be too big. You've got to relate to that authority. And I would also bring back to local authorities some of the things that government have taken away, like weeding, potholes. And I would also bring in first-stage planning. The first-stage planning, most of the planning applications go through first time, and most of them are not controversial. If they are controversial, then pass that over to government, to the experts, and then it just goes through the natural planning process, second stage, and appeal. And like the professionals in Douglas do that. But for the vast majority of planning applications, the local authorities can handle that.
Just finally, in two words or one, do you know who you want to be the next Chief Minister?
Yes.
Thank you. Colin Leather, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, James.
Election nominations close a week today at 8 o'clock.